Title: A Men Break Chopping for 90s Rave Flavor Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing A Men Break Chopping the classic 90s jungle and drum and bass way, but staying completely inside Ableton Live with stock devices. The goal is that raw rave energy, tight slices, punchy transients, little timing shifts, and those edit moments like stutters, stop starts, and reverses. But we're also going to make it mix ready so it can live next to modern bass and synths without falling apart. Set your project tempo to 170 BPM. That's a sweet spot where the amen feels fast and energized without becoming pure blur. You can push to 175 later, but 170 is a great teaching tempo. Before we touch warping, quick coach note: pick the right amen first. This matters more than people think. If your source break is super washy and noisy, you'll be fighting harsh cymbals and hiss all lesson. If it's too clean, it won't scream 90s. Audition a couple versions and commit to one where the snare actually makes you smile. The snare is the emotional center of this whole thing. Step 1. Prepare and warp the amen without killing the groove. Drag your amen onto an audio track. Click the clip. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Start with preserve set to transients, and move the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70. Higher is tighter and choppier, lower is smoother and more natural. For jungle-style chops, we usually want it controlled, but not sterilized. Now find the real downbeat. Zoom in. You want the first solid kick or the first real one of the loop, not a little pre-hit. Right-click and choose warp from here, straight. Then set the end of the loop so it's exactly one bar or two bars and loops cleanly. Most amen recordings you'll use will make sense as one or two bars. If it loops and the vibe feels slightly off, don't immediately start forcing every transient to the grid. That off feeling is often the swing that makes amen feel alive. Once you've got a clean region you like, select that one or two bars and consolidate with CND or Control J. Think of this as creating your master break chunk that you're about to turn into an instrument. Step 2. Slice to a drum rack. This is the jungle workflow. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. In the slicing dialog, choose Slice by Transients. Keep warp slices on. Use the built-in mode so it drops simpler devices into a drum rack. Now you've got a drum rack where each pad triggers a slice of the break. This is where you start thinking like a break editor, not like a loop user. Open the drum rack. Click a pad, and you'll see it's simpler. For the important slices like kick and snare, set simpler to one shot. Turn snap on so the start and end behave nicely. If you hear clicks, add a tiny fade out, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Also, don't be afraid to adjust the start point slightly forward to emphasize the transient bite. One tiny movement can turn a soft snare into a crack. Now do a quick roll audit. This is a big deal. You do not need 28 slices firing all the time. Identify one or two anchor snares, meaning the ones you'll actually hit on beats 2 and 4. Identify one ghost snare, usually shorter and quieter. Identify one kick, maybe an alternate kick. Then pick 2 to 4 hat or ride tails, and 2 weird bits. The weird bits might be the little flam, a noisy tail, a click, something that feels like texture. Those are your jungle spices, but we use them intentionally. Also, control overlap. If every slice has a long release, the whole break becomes a hissy blur when you start programming dense patterns. In each simpler, shorten decay or release on kicks and snares so they stay punchy. Let the hat and ride tails be longer, because those are your glue and your motion. Optional vibe trick while you're here: do a tiny bit of tuning on a couple snare slices. Tune one down like 10 to 30 cents, and another up 10 to 30 cents. It's not about being in key. It's about that cheap sampler pitch variance feel when you alternate slices and fills. Step 3. Program a classic rolling amen pattern. Create a MIDI clip on the drum rock track. Start with 2 bars. Keep it simple first. Put a kick on bar 1, beat 1. Put your anchor snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That's the backbone. If you want, add a second kick or ghost kick around beat 3, somewhere like the end area for forward momentum. Now the roll. The roll comes from ghosts, tails, and reordering, not from making everything loud. Start placing little ghost snare hits and hat tails on 16th notes leading into the main snare hits. Think of them as small footsteps running toward the big snare. Here's the key: velocity. Your main snare can live around 110 up to 127. Ghosts should often be down at 30 to 70. Hats and tails might sit 50 to 90. Jungle lives in microdynamics. If everything is the same velocity, it's not a roll, it's just a machine gun. Now timing. Turn the grid off for a second or zoom in enough that you can do tiny nudges. Don't swing the whole loop. Swing the little stuff. and don't only nudge late. This is a pro feel trick. Nudge some ghost notes slightly late for that lazy drag, but nudge one tiny pre-snare tick slightly early for nervous push. That push-pull contrast is a huge part of the hectic human vibe in old rave edits, even at 170 BPM. Step 4. Add the 90s rave edits. This is where it stops being a nice loop and becomes a record. First, stutters and re-triggers. Duplicate your 2-bar idea out to 8 bars so you have space to make an edit moment without losing the main groove. In the last bar of the phrase, pick a snare slice and repeat it rapidly. Start with 16ths, then go to 30 seconds right at the end. Bring the velocity up slightly as it speeds up so it feels like it's ramping into the next section. Extra authentic move. Alternate 2 different snare slices for the stutter. A-B-A-B. It sounds like you're playing pads on an old sampler, not copy-pasting one hit. Next, stop-start breaks. At the end of a 4 or 8 bar phrase, delete everything for an eighth note or a quarter note. Let one snare hit ring, then silence. It's simple, but it screams rave tension because the dance floor feels the missing drum like a vacuum. Next, the reverse hit into the snare. The clean way is to make an audio version of a snare tail, reverse it, and place it right before your main snare. You can do this by resampling or flattening, then using the clip reverse button. If you want to stay mostly in drum rack, you can resample a snare tail, bring it back as audio, reverse it, then drag that reversed audio into a new pad. The point is, reversed suction into the snare, then the snare lands. Instant 90s energy. While you're building these edits, here's a variation technique that keeps things danceable. Call and response every 2 bars. Keep the backbeat the same, but swap one element. In bar A, use your normal ghost pattern. In bar B, replace 2 or 3 ghosts with hat tails or a different snare slice. That constant slight change is a huge part of mid and 90s rolling drum programming. Another nasty trick if you want more bite. Flam stacks. Put 2 snare slices on the same step, but nudge one a few milliseconds later and lower its velocity. That gives you a crunchy double hit without adding any new samples. Step 5. Tighten timing without killing the vibe, using groove pool. Avoid hard quantizing everything. Open the groove pool. You can try a subtle swing 16 groove, or even better, extract groove from the original Amen audio clip. Then apply that groove to your MIDI clip at low amounts, timing around 10 to 25%, velocity maybe 0 to 15, random 0 to 10. Keep it gentle. You're not trying to turn it into house swing. You're trying to keep the break's human fingerprint. And don't commit the groove unless you have to. It's nicer to keep it adjustable while you arrange. Step 6. Stock processing chain for punch and grit. Put processing on the drum rack track, not on every pad at first. Keep it simple and purposeful. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear a rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 450 Hz. If you need presence, a tiny lift around 3 to 6 kHz can help, but be careful. The Amen gets harsh fast, especially in that 6 to 10 kHz zone. A common mistake is trying to make it brighter with EQ and ending up with painful cymbals. Often saturation is the better path to louder. Next, drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 20%, crunch 5 to 15. Use boom only if you really need weight, and keep it tasteful. Then add transients, maybe plus 5 up to plus 20, to bring back snap after any crunch. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you're crushing it harder than that on the main track, you're probably stealing the snare crack. Optional but very useful, saturator in analog clip mode, 1 to 4 dB of drive, soft clip on. This can make the break feel louder and more forward without harsh EQ boosts. Then utility if needed. Keep the core break mostly centered. If it's too wide, it can smear the roll. You can bring width down slightly, like 80 to 100%, depending on the source. Now for classic aggression without ruining the main transient. Parallel crush. Create a return track called Amen Crush. Put overdrive on it. Drive maybe 20 to 50% depending on taste. Add a compressor with fast attack and a high ratio. Then EQ8 high pass around 150 Hz so the return doesn't mess up your low end. Send your Amen to it lightly, and blend until you feel the break get teeth, but the main track still feels punchy and readable. Optional extra, create an air return for high-only character. High pass it hard, somewhere 600 to 1200 Hz. Add a touch of saturator and a very short reverb, low wet. Then send only hats, tails, and ghost stuff to it, not the main snare. That gives you fizzy halo without washing the backbeat. Step 7. Arrange it like a proper jungle or DnB tune. A great amen chop isn't just the loop, it's when you change it. Here's a simple 32-bar blueprint. Bars 1 through 8. Main groove, cleaner, fewer edits. Bars 9 through 16. Add extra ghost notes and one occasional stutter. Bars 17 through 24. Alternate chop pattern every two bars. That call and response idea. Bars 25 through 32. Fill heavy. Reverse hits, stop starts. Denser retrigs leading into a transition. Automation is your crowd control tool. Automate drum bus drive up slightly in the last two bars of a phrase. Or automate an EQ8 high pass filter sweep up to around 200 Hz for tension, then snap it back on the downbeat. Another very DJ-friendly pre-drop trick. Instead of muting the break, thin it. High pass even up to 300 or 500 Hz for a beat or two so only hats and coasts are left, then slam full band back. Momentum stays, impact increases. Common mistakes to avoid while you work. Don't overwarp the break. If every transient is pinned to the grid, you lose swagger. Don't make everything full velocity. If all the slices shout, it's chaos, not roll. Watch harsh top end. Don't boost your way into brittle cymbals. Don't overcompress the main break. Use parallel for extra violence. And don't loop two bars for forever. Variation is the genre. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Slice the amen to drum rock by transients. Build two two-bar patterns. Pattern A is a clean roll. Minimal edits. Pattern B is heavier ghosts with one stutter fill at the end. Arrange 16 bars. First 8 bars A, bars 9 to 12 A with one small variation every 2 bars, and bars 13 to 16 B with a stop start in bar 16. Then add EQ8 into drum bus into glue on the drum track. Export a quick bounce and listen at low volume. If the main snare still reads clearly and the ghost groove still feels like it's pulling you forward, you nailed it. This audio version is shortened for playback.